learning the laws of Hanukkah. It's brought down in the Ateris of Canaan. He asks the question, the Chavhei B'Kislev, on the 25th day, the month of Kislev, which is the beginning of the holiday. We, of course, have 8 days. So it's brought down, he says, Hikshu Abdurahim, he asked the question, B'Shem Bal Iter. He asked the question in the name of the Bal Iter, Lama Ein Anu Osim Tes. Why is it that we have 8 days of Hanukkah? It would make more sense that we should have Tesime Hanukkah, 9. Why should we add an extra day? Maybe the kids would be happy about it, get an extra day of presents. But what is the significance of this halachically? He says, because after all, she'anu roim, just as we see, b'chag ha-sukkot, tes yomim chi suffik shmini. That when it comes to Sukkot, the last day is Shmini Atzeres, and the name Shmini kind of gives away the day. It's the 8th day. But for some reason, we have a 9th day of Sukkot, which we call Simchas Torah. But the reason for this is because of Sveika D'Yoma. And therefore, we add an extra day, making Sukkot 9 days long. So he asked the question, we should do, therefore, the exact same thing when it comes to Hanukkah, but we don't. Those in Eretz Yisrael, as well as in Chutz La'aretz, even though this is like a trick question, we both celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. Why is that? So today we're going to address, give 4 answers to this question. One of them continues, brought down in the Teres of Canaan. He says, "Betshuva, you can answer this question. You cannot compare Hanukkah to the holiday of Sukkot, because the holiday of Sukkot is found in the Torah itself. So what? They're both holidays. The Achmira Razal al Sveika. When it comes to a Safik D'Oraisa, a Torah obligation, if there's a doubt, then we go strict. Because we don't know the exact time, al Pi'ar'iya, that's the reason why we go strict and we add an extra day specifically by Sukkot. Now, Chanukah, which, although of course it's a Yom Tov, it's a holiday, but it's Shehim Divrehem. It wasn't instituted, it's not found in the Torah. You can comb through all of Tanakh, you may find a remez here or there, but you're not going to actually find an actual source talking about Hanukkah. So it's not something which is midoraisa, it's rather midorabbanan, it's rabbinical. Therefore, we apply the rules of Heim Amru, Heim Amru. Heim Amru, that the Chachamim, the sages said, Lasos Cheshem Hanukkah, that the holiday should be for 8 days. Heim Amru Cheshvan, they're the ones who said that this is the exact calculation. So therefore, because of the principle of Savik Derabbanan L'Hakil, that when it comes to rabbinical law, even if it perhaps is, there's a doubt, we always go lenient. And therefore, to institute a 9th day when it comes to a mitzvah Derabbanan, that's not something we are of liberty to do. I'd like to present 3 other possibilities. It's also brought down by the Birki Yosef. He explains that the whole reason why there is a suffix, a doubt outside of Israel in the diaspora, is because in the good old days, before Blackberries and email and instant messaging, it was necessary to send a shliach, an agent, to all the distant places far, far away. And it was too long of a journey for people to be able to find out when they actually saw the new moon. And therefore, because of the suffix, they had to add an extra day. But that's only because the holidays are either the beginning of the month or the middle of the month. However, Hanukkah is one of the very unique holidays, the unique holiday, that it doesn't begin not at the beginning of Kislev and not in the middle. Rather, ends starts at the very end, the 25th of Kislev. So therefore, says the Birki Yosef, since it's so late in the month, even people in the Chutz La'aretz who live far away, they were still able to find out the proper day, and therefore a suffix, Sveika D'Yoma, was not necessary for specifically for Hanukkah. A third approach is presented by the Chidah. The Chidah tells us that what exactly are we celebrating on Hanukkah? We're not just celebrating that a candle burned, and we're not just celebrating a military victory. We're also remembering a time in which the Yavanim did not allow the Jewish people to be engaged in certain mitzvahs, specifically Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and also, what was the other one? Milah. So therefore, the Chida explains that even though it may be true that it would make more sense that we should consider Chanukah like any other holiday, and therefore we should add and tack on another day, but we specifically want the holiday to be a certain number, 8, in order that when we celebrate it for 8 days, we remember something else, which is 8 days, specifically the mitzvah Brit Milah. That even though the Yevanim did not allow us to perform this specific mitzvah, during Chanukah, we remember also that we now have the ability to perform certain mitzvahs. We have religious freedom. I'd like to conclude with a fourth answer, which really is a connection to what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday, we presented the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the question, if it's true that they found enough oil to last for 1 day. So in fact, the miracle was not 8 days, it was really only 7 days. And therefore, because of that, why do we celebrate the holiday for 8? It's more appropriate that it should be celebrated only for 7, because the miracle was only for 7 days. And we provided yesterday 8 different answers to address that particular question. Today I'd like to conclude with the 9th, which is brought down by the Arvi Nachal. The Arvi Nachal, interestingly enough, answers, and he says like this. He says, you're absolutely right. The miracle was not for 8 days. And therefore, the miracle was only for 7 days. So therefore, how many days really should Chanukah be? It should be for 7. And therefore, even though it's for 7 days, seven miracles, but because of the question presented by the Ateres Akenim, that just like on Sukkot we tack on an extra day, Soto and Chutzal Aretz, we're also going to tack another day. Instead of it being for 7, it should be for 8.